care. Everyone deserves high-quality care when they need it. Liberal Democrats want everyone to be able to live independently and with dignity and receive any care they need in their own home wherever possible. Carers, paid and unpaid, young and old, do a remarkable and important job. They deserve far more support, but are too often forgotten and ignored. But social care services in this country are in crisis. Hundreds of thousands of people are waiting for care. Many are stranded in hospital beds because the care isn't in place for them to leave, putting even more strain on the NHS. The Conservatives promised to fix the crisis in our social care system, that no one would have to sell their house to pay for personal care costs, and that they would not raise taxes to do it. They have broken all these promises. We will empower care users and support care workers and the millions of unpaid carers looking after loved ones. We will forge a new consensus on funding to ensure no one has to sell their home to pay for their personal care. We will invest to save, recognising that providing care reduces demand on more expensive NHS services. We will introduce free personal care based on the model introduced by the Liberal Democrats in government in Scotland in 2002, so that provision is based on need, not ability to pay. Create a social care workforce plan. Establish a Royal College of Care Workers to improve recognition and career progression, and introduce a higher carers' minimum wage. Establish a cross-party commission to forge a long-term agreement on sustainable funding for social care. Give unpaid carers a fair deal so they get the support that they so desperately need, including paid carers' leave and a statutory guarantee of regular respite breaks. Develop a digital strategy to enable care users to live tech-enabled lives. In addition, we will provide truly personalised care that empowers individuals by trialling personal health and social care budgets so that individuals are in control of what care they receive. Rolling out digital platforms for care users to develop networks, relationships and opportunities, connecting with care workers, friends and family, voluntary groups and more. Improving communication standards so carers can support care users to co-produce and monitor care plans. Developing a digital strategy for tech-enabled lives. Establishing an independent living task force to help people live independently in their own homes, as set out in Chapter 10. End the postcode lottery of service provision and provide national, high-quality care for everyone who needs it by providing predictable, consistent funding for free personal care. Increasing transparency and accountability as to how much money is spent through local authorities. Creating a national care agency to set national minimum standards of care. Enabling individuals to transfer their care package so they don't feel stuck in their current locality due to their care needs. Give unpaid carers a fair deal by increasing carers' allowance and expanding eligibility for it as set out in Chapter 10. Introducing a statutory guarantee of regular respite breaks for unpaid carers. Introducing paid carers' leave, building on the entitlement to unpaid leave secured by the Liberal Democrats. Making caring a protected characteristic under the Equality Act 2010 and requiring employers to make reasonable adjustments to enable employees with caring responsibilities to provide that care. Introducing a young carer's pupil premium as part of an education guarantee for young carers. Make careers in social care more attractive and value experienced staff to improve retention by creating a new carer's minimum wage, boosting the minimum wage for care workers by £2 an hour as a starting point for improved pay across the sector. Creating clear career pathways linked to recommended pay scales, which put an end to the undervaluing of skills in the sector. Creating a career ladder to allow flexibility to work across the NHS and social care, allowing staff to gain experience in both. creating a Royal College of Care Workers to represent this skilled workforce, expanding the NHS Digital Staff Passport to include the care sector, recruit more staff to the sector with a social care workforce plan, akin to the NHS England workforce plan that includes ethical international recruitment. Support people to age well by establishing a commissioner for older people and ageing, rolling out active ageing programmes and trips and falls assessments for everyone over the age of 75 to prevent falls, avoid unnecessary hospital admissions and promote healthy ageing. Opening fracture liaison services so that osteoporosis patients can get the treatment they need and prevent long-term issues and costs. Support children in kinship care and their family carers by introducing a statutory definition of kinship care, building on the existing pilot to develop a weekly allowance for all kinship carers. Make care experience a protected characteristic under the Equality Act 2010 to strengthen the rights of people who are or have been in care. Refresh the National Strategy for Loneliness collaboratively with service providers and people who have lived experience of loneliness to be overseen by a dedicated Minister for Tackling Loneliness. Promoted by Liberal Democrats. 1 Vincent Square, SW1P, 2PN.